Don't go anywhere. Dungeons & Dragons will start in a moment.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
It is the middle of the night on this first night of your adventure that you're slowly, quickly finding out is more of just an excursion for a rich person in this town. Bizarre, this is the end of your first one. You hear the jingle of the bell that you had set up, and then a scream from Ignatius, and you quickly turn, and everybody wakes up.
Something's here. Everyone, rise. Something's happening.
Okay.
What is it? Does anybody see it?
Yeah, what kind of something?
I don't know. Let's look around. It might be a small animal. It might be a ne'er-do-well, as I said. Hard to say.
You're all back-to-back-to-back-to-back looking out and around. Ignatius is still sleeping, occasionally screaming. You hear just like a swift move through the tall grass and then another jingle of the bell off into your right, which makes everybody turn and look. Bench lets out a small scream as well.
Ah! Did anybody see it?
I didn't see it.
No.
I mean, something, but...
We hear another jingle of the bell often behind from where the sound is coming, and we cut ahead, and Bench is holding a flaming stick, and everybody's screaming as the bell continually is ringing around you. You can't see anything yet. You're all chaotically looking around, trying to figure out what's happening.
Did anybody see it?
I don't know, but it's coming from everywhere.
It's everywhere, all at once.
I think there's a lot of them.
We cut ahead again, and you're completely surrounded by squirrels around this smoldering fire. The burning stick has been tossed down, and they are encircling your area.
I threw down some leftover key lime tart.
The leader of these squirrels slowly steps forward and dips like a little paw into it and takes a little nibble and turns and looks at all of them and gives a quick nod. And we cut ahead, and you're all seated around the smoldering fire. All the squirrels are gone.
So that was very, very close. I think we could have died.
I mean, when there's a lot of something, no matter how small it is, it does become sort of frightening.
The dark gives the big shadows, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really from around here. Is like a roving squirrel gang just run-of-the-mill?
Haven't spent a lot of time in the hills, but I don't think so.
And you all slowly look to the side where Bizarre has cleaned up the dishes, where there is a carcass of a rabbit and a squirrel.
Maybe they were upset that we ate one of them and that was an offering. Maybe they thought that the pie was one of us.
Ooh. That's a very good possibility.
Okay, I mean...
How many pies do we have left?
I brought one for each night. We each had one tonight. I didn't know how many nights we were going to be out, so I assumed, I've got like a crumb left.
Great. Don't eat the crumb.
No problem.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons, a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him, also with me, is Carla Maxted as Bonwyn Everbane. She, her.
It will make sense, like, as more context is revealed.
Tom Laird is Kevlarin Goldweave. He, him.
Nope, not. I can feel it, though.
And Kyle Classett as Bizard the Wizard. He, him.
Okay, yeah, get the rope ready and I'll go down first.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Patreon-supported podcast. Join us today at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast and get yourself a free 7-day trial to see what's happening over there. It's bonus content, it's hangouts, it's great games. It's a whole lot of fun. And now, fuck it, let's play! You're midday the next day. Sun is shining bright overhead. Everybody's feeling quite tired from the night previous, where nobody, except for Ignatius, got a restful night's sleep. He's leading a few, probably 10 or 15 steps ahead of everybody as you're all dragging ass a little bit. He says, what's wrong with everybody? Did you not sleep well on this night, this first adventure? As he's looking back at you, walking backwards, jauntily bouncing.
Not a great sleep. Not a great sleep, but.
Fortune favor, the map in the middle of the night must have gotten a little wet and has revealed an alternate path towards our treasure. And he holds it up. See, look, this line wasn't here when I looked at it right before I went to bed. I can only believe.
A secret line.
Yes.
On the secret map.
A secret line.
It's very exciting.
Map.
Must be the best way to get there. The real way to get there.
Fortunately, it's going to the same place.
Perfect.
That's very, very convenient. You are a master.
So we have one of two options. We follow this secret line, or we go on the original path as it was intended to get the full experience for the adventure. And he's nodding very deeply in this, looking for approval from anybody in the group. I just need one.
Well, see, Ignatius, I think that you have become so masterful at exploration that the answers were given to you. And why should you, should you say no to something that is handed to you because you earned it?
That's
a great question.
Good thought.
Agreed.
That is a good thought. Well, perhaps another day then. Perhaps another day we'll go out and we'll do the original trek as was made.
Yeah, that sounds
by
good.
By the pirates of old. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, well, great idea.
In an effort to get straight to the goods, let's take this line and see where it leads us. See what treasures behold. See what hopes and dreams we are to fulfill from here on out.
Cav nudges. Bench in the ribs. He said it again.
That means that maybe we actually get hopes and dreams.
As Ignatius says that and turns and is with even more expediency following along this green dotted line path towards the treasure, everybody else is left back behind. Gothar and Daryl are trying to keep up as best they can because it's their job to keep him safe.
So hopes and dreams are a good thing. It would be bad to leave him out here. Right?
Oh, we can't leave him out here.
Yeah, that wouldn't be great, I don't think.
I was just confirming that fact, and maybe if nobody else had agreed.
One of my best customers.
Fair, yes.
You know, and not a bad guy,
just
a little misguided, that's all.
He's got some problems.
Yeah.
I at least need him to make it back to town because there are certain expectations of me coming out here other than me just having a good time. But But yeah, right. No, we need to make sure that he makes it back to town.
Yeah. No, of course. I was not inferring that we should leave him to die out here. That would be ridiculous. That would be so silly.
That's a really funny joke.
Just adventurers on the way, and Bench picks up his pace a little bit to separate himself from all of you.
Expectations like the treasure, or what do you mean, Bizarre?
Yeah, there a little bit of that. Because I was told this was a pirate treasure, and the assumptions that I had made, and as to why I was not able to attend some of the advisor meetings for the mayor, that there would be some returned funds, whichever was procured. So that being said, if there were to be procured funds, we would find considerably less than what we actually found. So, which I hesitate to say in front of an auditor, if I'm not mistaken, Kev.
You just mean like a finder's fee?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
I think you're entitled to a certain percentage.
Yeah, because, there has to be some return to the coffers from which they were stolen from, according to the understanding. So if anybody shows back up with any sum, there's an expectation of a percentage of that sum. Now, whatever that sum may be is to be determined at a later date.
I believe it's 41.
Yes. Actually, yes. That actually goes really well for nothing like having a capital auditor on the party. This, your services may be very handy. So, just to be frank with y'all, I was going to mention it once we found the treasure, but once I learned, like, oh, that may not be the case, it's like, well, I may have a problem, but I don't want you to think that you have a problem.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of shoot Bonwin a look like, I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I'm not really sure I understand, but I mean, Bonwin just assumes it will make sense like as more context is revealed.
In the moment, I'm sure it'll click for me.
And you all catch up to Ignatius. You've made your way into the mountains at this point. It's kind of midday now. You're all sweating buckets because you've been going quite quickly along this green line to make sure that you're making good time. So you could be back, if not by the end of the day, then first thing the next day. You're following behind him, leading up this winding mountain path. You're starting to get the idea that maybe you're not seeing any cave entrances. You're not seeing any sign of like a real footpath, obviously because you drew the line. But also like maybe Ignatius isn't following this. And as you're about to go confront him, you see that he makes it up to this plateau and he's standing there. And as you round the bend to just kind of say, hey, maybe we should turn back, there's like a big eureka. Like, we found it. We found the X. Or at least where I believe the X is. Look, everybody, there's an entrance to a cave.
Okay, great work.
Great job, Ignatius.
Wow!
This is the thrill of the adventure, isn't it? This is what they tell you about in the stories. All those seafarers, all those river pirates, all those people going out and fighting monsters. That's what this is all about, isn't it? Sure, we've only seen squirrels and rabbits and maybe a few birds, but like from here on out, who knows what's in front of us?
I mean, the squirrels were pretty terrifying.
The squirrel.
Oh,
he missed that. You were sawing logs. We had. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Was there something scary about the squirrels? I just saw them up in the trees. Sure, they were clustered into groups, which is kind of unusual from my understanding of squirrels, but then staring at us longingly from a distance. They're saying there's something nefarious about that.
No, we'll worry about that later.
Yeah.
It's okay. Totally fine.
Not a big deal.
Onward into the cave. And he, followed by Daryl and Gothar, struck into this cave. Follow, obviously, I assume.
What do we see? It is like an obvious cave entrance.
It is an obvious cave entrance. As you approach, you're all looking around trying to figure out like what might be here, if there is anything here. So make an investigation roll as you're walking in.
So say any signs of wildlife or anything like that would be good to note. Oh man, these dice are so bad. I got an 8.
It's a 1, but it wasn't a crit fail.
16.
So wait, you have a minus to your investigation? And you're an auditor?
-2. Oh, I'm not a good one. No one ever said Kev was a good auditor.
Yes, that's why he keeps getting sent to these far-flung places.
Yep.
I feel like you said that out loud at some point, but I forgot it or didn't.
Oh, yeah, no. Cav's like good socially, bad at his job.
Terrible at his job.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I do remember you saying that now. He's just sort of like failed upward.
Yep.
Yeah.
Glorious.
Okay, so with a 1, you're happy to be along for the journey. With an 8, you see some rough tracks leading to and from the cave. With a 16, Bonwin, you're able to see that these tracks, although they are old, they are bear tracks that look like they have come to and from. You can't tell what's the most recent, as there's some time that has passed. You know, being that you're out, there's no snow, like it's not hibernation season, so if it were, like, you might worry about like a sleeping bear in there, but you're pretty sure that there's probably no bear, at least in the face of this cave.
Okay.
You all catch up to Ignatius and Gothar and Daryl, and you find yourselves in this cave entrance. There isn't any animals in here that you see. Looking around, there's some piled up bones off in the corner, which looks like they're just small game. There's some sticks and branches that look like they've been dragged up by something. And at the back of this cave is what looks like a shaft that goes deeper into the mountain, and it looks like it's been like carved. Something has created this shaft. Ignatius doesn't notice it. He's too busy like examining the hardened scat that he's finding in the corners on the floor. Probably Bonwin, you would be the first one to see this.
Well, luckily no bears, everyone. I think we can agree that's great.
Wow, absolutely. Was that a concern?
Well, I mean, you're noticing the sign. I saw it, some tracks. Mm-hmm. You know, a bear probably comes and goes from here, but that's...
Oh, my. Wow, that was a
close
one. That's
part of the adventure, right? Just
maybe next
part
cave,
of the adventure.
I will slow down before going in and get somebody to check for bears next time, writing a note.
It's a great plan. It's bears a learning experience, right?
When absolutely.
You're out on your first adventure. I think that if I notice this, I'm not sure I want to point it out to him.
Okay.
Which is why I'm just like making chit-chat.
Okay, got it.
Like I'm thinking I want to get home. I don't really think there's treasure here. What are we getting into? So I'm still contemplating, like, do I point this out to him and we like go down the thing and see there's nothing there, or like...
He's continuing to look around. He hasn't noticed. Gothar and Daryl are just following behind him. They're not actually looking around. They're just like also in the same boat. Given some time, you, Bizard, would be able to come across it. So like we'll say that you're kind of still at the face of... And trying to figure out, like, if in fact the bear tracks, as Bonwin's saying, like, clearly no bears here. So you haven't made it that deep in. But if you were to venture in, you two would be able to find it. And I feel like, Cav, you're kind of playing watch right now at the face of the cave.
Sure.
Bench is there too. He's having a time. He threatened to, you know, he brought up the fact that he might kill this rich person. So, you know, he's just playing a little cool right now. Just like
the squirrels really, really freaked him out.
Yeah, really got to him.
He's a real city boy. It really freaked him out. I feel like I would maybe make eye contact. Like if Bizard seems to be like noticing it, I'll be like, like, should we?
Yeah.
Like mouthing, should we tell him? Like,
Bizarre would do the same thing, like look over and be like pointing at it. And, like,
hey, everybody, I found something interesting over here. And he's off in a different corner. You go over and see. He's like, it looks like some sort of oil can. Why would there be an oil can up here? He hands it to you, and it is, in fact, it does sound like it has some oil in there, but it's like a rusted, like, you know, picture like Wizard of Oz, like that kind of like with the long straw kind of end.
Huh. Well, that is strange.
Tis. Why would a bear need an oil can?
Stiff joints?
Oh, maybe. Touche. Yep. I didn't think of that. Perhaps the bear has osteoporosis of some sort. And this is just something to lube up them joints.
Maybe while these guys are having this great meeting of minds, I sidle up next to Bizarre. Like, should we tell him? Or should we just go?
I mean, the worst thing that could happen is he goes down there himself, and then if he doesn't make it
then
that's not really our fault. But I mean,
you're right. There could actually be treasure, and I know you kind of need that.
Yeah, I mean, it would help. I've been giving a lot of rash reasoning for things to the mayor recently, and I feel like I kind of need, like, something tangible this time. But, again, I don't want that to be anybody else's problem. Then if I need to make something happen, I will.
I mean, we're already here, right?
Yeah. We've already... I mean, the shop's not opening today.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, my goodness! I just noticed something for the very first time over here.
What is it? What did you find?
Come take a look.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. Look at this, everybody. Would you get your eyes on this one? This is a cave that goes even deeper into the mountain. Oh, I'm so excited. Are we going down there? Who's going first? I can't see the bottom. It seems like it's very far down there. Oh, I'm just as giddy as a schoolboy.
Can I see anything into it? I do have dark vision also. You know, dwarf. I'm good at caves.
Yeah. I mean, you're...
I have inspiration when it comes to caves.
Yeah, I know what caves do. Yeah, you look down, and as your eyes are adjusting, you don't really see anything, but then they become clearer. About 15 feet down, you see what looks like a metal cage that comes into view. There is what look like some crude handholds on the wall on the opposite side. Somebody could reach it. But yeah, there's a cage.
I do have cave, but it's actually called stone cunning.
Mm-hmm.
So if I made an intelligence check about the origin of stonework, I'm proficient in history. So like, I would be good at recognizing if this was something, something dwarven or that isn't just a weird, creepy one-off cage buried in the mountain.
Much like Ken's job is just beach.
Yeah,
yours
yeah
is
my
just
job
cave.
Is just cave.
We're finding out so much about our characters. Is there a role to that or is it just a known thing?
It's a history check.
All right. Well, give me a history check.
18.
Sure. Okay.
Nice.
You look down, you can immediately sense that this has been carved, not just weather-worn, this shaft that goes down into the tunnel. But as soon as you see the cage itself, like, you get a distinct sense that this is carved by human or dwarf or some sort for what looks to be like a mining cage. So there could be a pulley system inside. You don't, like, it goes up a ways too. You don't really see any fixed mechanisms, but there could be something inside that allows movement for it. But yeah, that's the sense you get. So there is a purpose, not just a weird cage in a mountain.
Perfect. I feel better already. I think this was some kind of mining operation, which would explain the oil. And so I don't know if that cage moves. I'm not sure how related this would be to the river pirates and a treasure.
Perhaps
but...
the river pirates moonlighted as miners.
Mm.
You know, you have to diversify your income portfolio.
Yeah. I mean, a tough side hustle, mining. Mm-hmm.
Is a tough side hustle, but when the river runs a little lower, hard to get those ships out, maybe they retreat to the mountains to dig deep.
Mining season, yes. Yes.
Mining season. Aha.
That's right.
Yes,
pirate
we're on
in
to
the
something.
Summer, miner in the winter.
Well, because like, where do they go? Here, apparently. Not for some time, because of the bears, obviously.
Right, right.
I'm going to go see if we brought rope. I'll be right back.
Okay. I mean, I definitely have rope. You guys,
absolutely,
I
have rope.
I don't have rope. I have a bag of sand.
Okay,
I don't know why I brought
that. Which you can fashion into a magical rope?
No, I can throw it in somebody's eyes and run away.
Mm. Oh, smart. Yeah, that's
pocket
really good.
Sand.
Also really helpful.
Flying magical pocket sand.
And I said, hey, yay, 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 hey, yay, hey. I said, hey, this is the middle. Welcome to the middle, everybody. How you doing?
Oh, man.
Oh, hey.
Dang good.
Amy, how are you enjoying Karis's adventure during this adventure? don't speak in specifics, but just vagaries. What's Karis's mindset?
You know, determined.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like that.
And adventurous.
Okay, good.
I think that's where she's at right now.
Yeah, this aligns with the potential idea I have in my head of where Karis/Aladdin is. So that's perfect. Love it.
Joke's on you. I already know.
Excellent. I can't wait to find out then. But we're having a great time, and we would love for you to hang out with us more. Tom, tell them about Patreon while I pull up a page.
Okay. Easy peasy, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Get all sorts of cool stuff when you're there, like a dedication to a random patron for every episode, which we'll come back to. We'll circle back to that with the face that Russ made. We're going to circle right back to it. You also get the Adventures Of, which is a game I run every, you get an episode every month with Russ playing a tabaxi bard named Opal Light Brightcliffs, who is clinically insane.
Ass.
Oh, yeah, sure, that too.
Both of those.
And Amy and Carla are there too all the time playing different characters as well. Night Hunter for Amy and Elia for Carla. And it's just rule of cool flies for that one.
Oh,
so
yeah.
if it's fun, we're going for it. So there's a bunch of episodes of that. I think we just
tell me
our,
more
like,
about the shout out.
We're going back to the dedication.
Yeah, let's run back.
All right. So when you're a Patreon supporter, you get an episode dedicated to you, like today's patron.
Tiffany Parrott.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Thanks, hey, Tiffany.
Thanks so much, Tiffany.
So you could be super cool like Tiffany if you join us on Patreon, where there is also a 7-day free trial. Is that correct, Ross?
7-day free trial. Mm-hmm. And when you sign up for three months.
Consecutive?
When you sign up for 3 months.
Consecutive.
Yeah. Yes. Consecutive. Well, they don't even need to be consecutive. You just sign up for 3 months. You could dip out and come back. We send you some rewards with some
merch.
That's the word I'm looking for.
Swag. I'm so excited this is happening.
The merch is actually starting to ship. So what we didn't tell our patrons on the Gook Hang we had last night, as this is released, is that the merch is starting to ship. We've been trying to figure it out, and now it's working.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
Surprise.
So
that's another thing you get if you're a patron, Goog Hang, which just means you get to hang out with us.
Yeah.
Once a month, we do a hangout and we answer questions. And
there's a lot of questions, a lot of people.
There's separate channels in the Discord. There's all sorts of bonus stuff.
So out of all of those hundreds of things we just listed, find the one that you really like and come for that.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to do everything.
You don't have to do anything.
No.
No.
Yeah.
We do. But we do.
You should do all the things, but you don't have to.
Or like pace yourself because they're going to be there.
That's true.
Let's get back to this adventure now as we've filled enough time.
We did it.
That's right.
And didn't it all talk about Cyberpunk Red?
Oh my God. Oh. Cyberpunk Red's coming.
It's around the bend.
This entire time I'm sitting here going, I thought we were done.
When are they going to bring up Cyberpunk? When did they get to the fireworks factory?
Just like a booster ganger tearing around the corner, slinging lead. You never saw it coming. Here's Cyberpunk Red.
There we go. So we got another new show coming for you. It's going to be great. Kyle's running it. And then we can't wait for you to hear Session Zero will be coming out this month. We're just building characters and getting to know the world. And then we're jumping into it. And it's going to be a blast.
It better be, Kyle.
Definitely. Oh,
it's going to be.
I'm so pumped. Like, Y'all don't know.
Okay, good.
So good.
Okay, that's the end of the middle. Thanks,
for
Brian.
Real this time.
For reals now. Bye.
Love you, bye.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Okay, I guess we're gonna go down there. Or who's got good upper body strength? It looks like there might be a bit of a rock climb down. I don't have.
Oh, somebody said upper body strength. I've got it. I've got these giant guns here, and I've made it less weird for myself from our previous conversation. So I can join the group again and calm down. Now that there's a purpose for being here,
Clearly,
yes, I could go climb down into the cage if everybody is wanting to go down into the cage.
I'm curious what's in there. There might be a mechanism or something that would lower it down deeper, or...
Right. Okay, let's go.
Bench is going to roll athletics. He's tall. He's a big guy. He can reach across and grab the handholds. He's like,
hold on. As he does that, maybe we just tie me off.
That's a great idea. I was going to suggest.
I was
maybe
just going to go for it because I did so well on that rope ladder back at the audition. But maybe.
I'd feel more comfortable if I knew you weren't going to just like plummet.
Perfect. No. Perfect. All right. Great. Okay. I am pretty heavy. So like maybe three or four of you holding the other side. And then we'll be good. Okay.
He reaches out. He's tied off. You're all bracing and holding. And he begins to move down. And you hear his feet, after he disappears out of view, hear his feet touch the top of the cage.
He's like, I made it. I'm going to open it up. And okay. Climbing in. It's a little tight fit. Okay. I'm inside. I see. Here's what I see. I see more cage on the side. There's a big lever, and there's a, looks like a chain in the middle here. Where does the chain go? Chain goes down. Chain goes down. Chain goes up and to the side. It looks like this is the top. I don't want to pull the lever yet because I'm tied to the rope.
Yeah, I good plan. Is it rusty? How's it seem?
Oh, well, it's a little rust, like I haven't been, you kind of hear. I don't know what's going to happen if we pull this lever, but, like, it's a little rusty, but, like, I've seen worse.
Well, hold on one second, and I'm going to go grab the oil can and be like, catch.
Yep.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, that greased it up. Do you, Does anybody want to come down with me before I pull this lever? Am I just going to go by myself?
Well, is there room? It seemed like you were pretty tight in there, Bench.
Well, I'm a big guy. Like, it's probably room for, like, four normal-sized people, probably two other people with me.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, I'm a lot shorter than you, and, like...
You were skinny, too, Blizzard, so, like, maybe we could squeeze all four of us in here.
If you can make sure to catch me if I fall, I'm fairly tired and... already, you know, not made for the climbing part. Mm-hmm. So I'm likely to fall if I try to climb down there. So we'll see what happens. Adventure.
I mean, we'll keep the rope. I think we'll keep the rope, and then you can kind of work down the rope. I mean, I think you're light,
and your hand can catch you.
No.
Why not?
I don't weigh just 5 pounds. There is a limitation to magic. You understand that it's not just...
No!
Okay, of course not. No, I'm not going to use my very simple spell to try to catch my body. No, that's not how it works. Okay, yeah, get the rope ready and I'll go down first.
Yeah, we'll just brace and you go down. You can go ahead.
Okay.
There's enough time here that we can each take time to kind of go down here without any additional support or worry that you're all going to fall. Bench is ready to catch you if you slip. We've got you tied off to ropes. Like, there's enough
good
things here. I don't think we need a roll. So I assume if we're talking four of us, obviously it's going to be the four of us here, and Ignatius can catch the next ride down.
There we go.
Yeah, he had kind of, you know, gone back, and the bodyguards were with him.
Yeah.
I mean, he was going to send us anyway, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You all find yourselves tightly packed inside of this cage in this mine shaft. And the bench is like, okay, so I can't quite reach the lever anymore. If you want to just reach behind there. That's fine. That's okay. It's close quarters.
Luckily, you guys have been skipping leg day. There's kind of spacious down here,
actually.
Right?
Yeah, no, I've got to work on that. I don't want to fall too far behind. All right, pull the lever, Bonwin.
I'm assuming it's like in the middle of the floor, like a...
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to try to move the lever a little bit.
All right. Make a strength check for me, please.
Am I strong? I do work with heavy tools all day.
You do.
So.
You don't have to be strong to be strong.
Nat 20.
Damn.
Strong as shit.
All right. You go
this
to move it.
This plays exactly into my blacksmithing muscles.
I'm
really,
like a Rosie the Riveter type situation going on here.
Yeah. So you begin to move the lever, and it's stuck. Like, it's a little greased, and Bench is like, and he puts a little more oil on it.
Perfect.
And then easily it moves for you, which you hear the chain begin to go, like, and you begin to descend. You pull it back to stop so you don't just, like, go fast or plummet or anything, but then you do have control over it as you go.
Okay,
here we go.
And you, Bonwin, moving the lever, begin to move down through this shaft. The chain going up behind you, and it is going into the side of this mountain, but this whole machine is going down. You move down some way. Somebody roll a survival who you think would be paying attention to how deep you're going, if anybody is actually paying attention.
I feel like if I'm in the middle controlling the thing, I can't even see anything.
Yeah.
Because I'm surrounded. So, not me.
I would be looking down just out of concern of being in an old, rusty cage.
Yeah, this was a bad choice we've made.
We
found an old, abandoned mine
Let's do that.
With that being said, even just looking down and trying to be like, am I going to live or die in this thing? I got a 16 on survival.
Okay. And Cav, you're just along for the ride right now?
Cav's kind of looking like back the way they came.
So you're paying attention to how deep you're going, Blizzard. And Cav, you look back up You see Ignatius pop their head over just quickly, and you scream down, "Hey, you left without me!"
We'll send the next one up for you.
Oh, okay, great. Well, we'll just wait here patiently then. Hope nothing exciting happens. Don't want to miss out. And his voice is getting quieter the further down you're going. Bizzard, you notice that you've gone down, or can roughly judge that you've gone down about 100 feet when the shaft opens up. It still continues to go down into the mountain, but opens up and there are two pathways on either side. Bonwin, you see this as well, even though there's lots of legs around you. You are able to stop it there if you want to take a look down either way, or see if you can see anything down either way.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely going to stop here. Anybody see anything?
A little too dark for me. Need a torch.
I have dark vision. Right. Russ, can I see anything?
Yes, if you have
dark vision. I also have cave.
Vision. I also have dark vision.
Okay, so the two dark visions, roll an investigation. They'll say left and right. Who's looking left? Who's looking right?
Cav's strong point. That's a 9.
19.
I'll be looking left.
Okay. I'll be looking right then. This is my new favorite die, and now I've just jinxed it by saying that, but it's been rolling real good.
Cav, you look down, and you can see just about to the end where there's like, it's dark, but you can see like the way you're looking ends without much. You see like a loose tool, like a pickaxe and a hammer, but otherwise nothing down the way you're looking. Carla... Nothing for the first little ways, but then there's what you can see is you make out as somewhat of a clearing, and inside this clearing, it looks like there are large wooden structures.
Well, there's definitely something down that way. It's not a sign that says pirate treasure, but it's something. I mean, we should go look, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
I believe you.
Yeah. Did we bring any torches?
Bench is looking through his bag.
I've got a candle.
Yeah, candle will work.
Candle's great.
Yeah, I can make a candle work.
Great. Here's a candle for you.
So there's a door on either side of this cage. You get out and you're walking down and you make your way to this clearing. Carla, roll me 2d6, please.
Okie dokie. 1 and a 3.
Okay. You enter this cavern that opens up. There is another... On the other side, you can see that there is what looks like another shaft, but in between all of that, there are wooden and metal structures. They look like there may be... actually, roll history for me as well.
Oh, boy. Well, that's poor. That's a 4? Because it's not cave history. I'm pretty cave focused.
Pretty cave focused, yeah. Everybody can go investigate these.
I'll do so.
I can either roll investigation or history. We'll give you everybody another chance there. You don't know what they are at first glance,
well,
but
do
if
history.
You are,
that's much nicer for Cav.
Yeah, what, -2 isn't good for you?
It's not great. That's a 17.
Okay.
History, that is a 25.
Oh, damn. We got that candle lit.
That's right. He's
been reading these books, y'all.
Now he knows what's up.
Well, that's what you learn at Bernhardt Swans.
So you're going up to these, and maybe it's just the air down here, Bonwin. It takes you a minute, but as soon as you're able to also investigate these, like you all begin to get it, but Bizzard, you get it first, is that these look like... large mining tools. Like, you get closer, you're able to determine that one of them is a large auger. Also has rusting to it. The wood is broken in some places. Looks like they could be repaired or repurposed. But that's what you determine these are. And as you work your way through, there is another shaft. This one has a ladder attached to it. The ladder goes down further into the mountain, and the shaft continues up and out. You can see daylight coming from somewhere higher up in the mountain, leading you to believe, for Bonwin, that this is probably an air vent of some sort that was created for the mine.
Okay, well, the treasure could be some vintage mining tools. If we choose to feel that way about them, or we could keep looking.
Is there anything that you see, Bonwin, that's kind of an indication as to what materials were being mined here?
Oh, great question. I should know that, Rats. Or like, what do you want me to roll? But I am the ores expert.
I would think if anyone would know in the group,
you,
it'd be...
You would have it. After some further investigation of the tools themselves, you are able to pick up fragments of iron and... Roll me a d20, please.
12.
And there's like a glittering jewel, like dust from a glittering jewel of some sort. You can't exactly place it because it's just very small fragments, but looks like maybe there's something of value that they were also finding along with just natural ore and iron.
Well, definitely iron, but I don't know if you bring the candle over, you can kind of see it's like, there's like almost like mica or something. It's slightly reflective, which would lead me to believe it would be some kind of jewel or a crystal or something like that.
I can see what you're talking about there, yes.
Yeah, yeah, there's like that little glistening, so that's just microparticles of that, so... I mean, the mine is abandoned, so I don't think we're going to find, like, a truckload of it, but maybe.
Right. But who would abandon their mine without taking their equipment with them? It seems like kind of a ill-advised business decision to not take the equipment you paid for.
Maybe they left in a hurry?
Well, that's a very good point and makes one wonder why they would leave in a hurry.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't love that.
You hear up in, like, the ceiling of this cavern, you hear, like, a fluttering noise.
I snuff the candle.
Plunge into darkness. Everybody can see except you. Actually, Bench can't see. He's human, too. I just don't know why he didn't light a candle. He was just going with it, saying, oh, everybody can see. I can see, too.
Makes sense. Typical Bench.
Yeah.
Everybody hear that? They think there's maybe the squirrels following us? I hope not.
I don't think so. Maybe wings?
Does sound like wings. Why did we turn out the light?
In case it draws the attention of whatever is making that sound.
Okay. So do we want to go back to the cage? Down this ladder?
He's pointing the wrong direction.
Oh, yeah. No, he doesn't know where he's pointing.
Back to the cage, down the ladder, go home.
I'm willing to press forth.
Me too.
Okay.
Me
cool.
too. Like, lazy me says, let's take the elevator.
Okay.
I'm
going to hold on to your pack.
Yeah.
For no particular reason, except to know where I'm going.
Okay. Bizarre, have you got,
yes,
you got
yes.
a hand? Okay. Mm-hmm. We're all together.
Okay.
Trying not to disturb whatever made the sound, let's do a group's stealth roll.
Beautiful.
Gotta get at least two successes.
Okay. Dirty Boost. 20.
16.
14.
Okay, that's three successes. Bench got a three.
Okay, cool.
Classic Bench.
Classic Bench. I just needed two, though. So you make your way back, hearing a little bit more of that fluttering sound. Make your way back to the cage. Close it back up.
All right, let's go down. Let's see what we see down here.
Okay, let's go. Let's go down, see what we see.
You continue to go down, and paying attention to the distance that you've been moving, you can relight the candle now as you kind of leave this area. You expect that you've gone down about another 100 feet when the same thing opens back up left and right. Looking to the right, you're able to make out that there's a cave-in. You can't get much farther down that way. Looking to the left, you're able to see that this This pathway extends down quite some ways, but it also looks like maybe there's another shaft that goes down further on that way. Bon, when you're looking down, it appears that there's a mine shaft cave-in itself further down. So if you are to continue in this shaft, you need to get out and go to the left.
Okay, cave-in in one direction. I can see down a ways, and it doesn't look like it's clear either, so we can either go back up, or we can get out and go in this direction, where I think there might be another shaft down. What do you guys think? Keep going?
I guess we've gone this far. How far down do we think we've gone?
Was it 200 plus feet?
I mean, pretty far, I think.
Yeah,
pretty far.
Okay, let's do it. You got the candle, Wizard? I'll stick close to you.
I've got it ready.
Cage door opens. Kyle, roll me 2d6, please.
Okay. That is a total of 3. A 1 and a 2, of course. Because it couldn't be anything else.
You're slowly making your way down this path, and as you get to this next shaft, there is a ladder sticking up out of it. It's a wooden ladder. It looks like there's a couple rungs that have cracked or broken from what you can see, but more or less, a quick investigation of it is able to tell you that it's reasonably sturdy enough for you to descend.
Is this... So we're going to go down this ladder that looks like it goes down a ways, and I can tell because I can see perfectly clear.
And there's nothing else in this room, right?
You don't see anything.
Okay. I feel like this is the last one. We'll go down here.
It's gotta be.
If there's nothing, like, then we gotta go play act doing something for Ignatius anyway, right? So, but one last try.
Okay.
You all, one by one, I'm assuming the people who can see, sandwiching the people who can't see.
That would be makes the nice way sense. To do it.
Great. Not that I wanted to lead you there, but that's what we're doing.
Just hold that candle in your mouth. You're fine.
Yeah, right.
You climb for, you know, long, taking you longer to get down to this next opening. But as you, Bonwin, get down to this first side shaft that opens up, the ladder does keep going down a considerable ways, farther than you can really make out. There is a shaft that opens up with what looks like another shaft down the other side as well. And as you get down and kind of step out just to survey the scene, you turn and you look and you see something skitter across your vision towards the shaft on the other side of this tunnel that you've just entered.
Okay, something skittered. Skittering thing.
Big, small.
Not
roll
sure.
Investigation, I can tell you. Maybe.
That was bad. It was a bad roll. 10.
Ooh.
10's not bad. It, you would say, is a size of a large dog.
Cool.
But yeah, you can't really make out what it is.
Okay. Not huge, but not small. I mean, if it's a quadruped and it stood up on its hind legs, it's bigger than me. So,
oh, okay.
I don't think that's treasure.
Agreed.
So I had said this was our last one. What do we think?
Yeah, I mean, I can barely see, so yeah. I'm good going back up at this point. But I'm not going to leave you behind if you continue to go down either. And I mean, with a big, strong guy like Bench, I'm sure there's no fear behind those eyes. So
no, yeah, you can see my eyes clearly as day.
I feel like I want to save some energy to make sure we can get back up, so I'm happy if you are all happy to just make our way back to that cage car.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's do that.
You all begin moving back up the ladder, Bonwin, as you're the last one back up, you hear that skittering sound off into the side once more as you are moving back up the ladder. Cav, you're first up. You help Bench, followed by Bizzard. Bonwin, as you're about ready to get up, you feel a shake in the ladder that feels like something's either hit it or is also climbing up it now.
Are you guys shaking the ladder? That's really not really actually that funny right now.
Nope, not. I can feel it, though.
Okay.
Not one bit.
Kate, here I come. Double quick time now.
All of you now hear scratching on the walls coming up from the shaft below. I assume you're booking it at this point.
I'm great. Going as fast as
love
I can
it.
Up
there. Everybody's
how
running.
Sturdy yeah. And how connected is this ladder?
Great question.
Like, is it something that if Bonwin gets up, I could, like, push over, or is it like more in there?
It was attached kind of along several points along the way. So while you could damage the top, like it would only get maybe 6 to 10 feet down.
Okay.
So yeah, you book it back, you get in, and you pull the lever wrong way first, of course, but then push it back the right way and begin climbing back up. The three guys, obviously two that can't see, you don't see anything beyond the kind of candlelight. Cav, you get just out of the glimpse of your eye something, as Bonwin described, something come up out of the shaft. And Bonwin, you're shorter, so you see it longer. There's multiple of these creatures that are coming up and out this shaft and are like four-legged running towards you as this is slowly going up. And you see them stop at the edge as you're looking down.
Okay, hated that.
Yeah.
Hated that. Okay, why is this thing so slow?
Oh, yeah, does it have like a second gear and we just don't know?
I don't know. It felt so fast when we were on our way down, and now it's just nothing.
You look back down and you see these creatures like piling on top of each other, trying to reach to the other side where there are still rough handholds. They're trying to. You see one kind of slip and fall, and you hear a tumble down into the tunnel. But then you see one get purchase on the wall, and it's trying to climb up behind you slowly, but it's climbing up the shaft as you're making your way back up the first path that you saw that had the auger and the materials, and you're making your way back up and you start to hear Ignatius.
Oh good, it's coming back up. They told us they'd come back. All right, we're going down next, okay?
Nope.
What do you mean no?
No.
Nope.
Oh,
certainly
it's
not.
No.
Oh, is there something
danger.
Down there?
Something
danger.
Bad.
Not treasure?
Not treasure.
Not
oh,
treasure.
Oh, gosh, jeez. Well, hurry up. Come on. Get out of there.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 3, Episode 13. This episode starred Carla Maxted as Bonwin Everbane, Tom Laird as Kevlarin Goldweave, Kyle Classett as Bizzard the Wizard, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Dialogue editing by Carla Maxted and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. Our amazing cover art and character designs are by Matt Garbutt. And a huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Kat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Angeron Kiersen, Perry Mady, Craig Zeiss, Old School Gamer D, L.A. Branton, Nathaniel Teeter, and Aaron. If you're enjoying listening to the adventures of here on Dungeons & Dragons, well, consider supporting us on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where when you are a patron, not only do you get episode dedications and full podcasts, but we've got merch. Stick around with us for 3 months. You could get a sticker, a mug, a hoodie. It depends where you're signed up at, but those have been finally starting to ship for the first time since we turned them on. And that's very exciting. People are going to start receiving merch, and you could too. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Anyways, come join us over there. It's a great time. The Discord community's fantastic. Everybody's beautiful in there, and we just love them to bits. And, well, we love you too. So, hope to see you over there. Anyways, that's the end of the episode. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
from the team behind the award-winning best fiction horror podcast, Nightlight. A new audio drama that brings the southern folklore of True Blood and the cosmic horror of Lovecraft Country to your ears.
You don't hear that, do you?
Afflicted is a tale of hoodoo, a demonic book bound in human flesh, and natural disasters that are anything but natural.
Which grave did you get the dirt from? Which grave?
Afflicted, a horror thriller audio drama, coming this Halloween thanks to our Indiegogo supporters. Subscribe now to get notified the moment the first episode drops.
It's happening.